Hello, all you Disney lovers out there. I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Arendelle for life, Matthew Avery. And today, we celebrate a great day for Disney and Frozen lovers. As not only today marks the first official day of summer, we also celebrate the birthday of the one and only Princess Anna of Arendelle. Princess Anna, from the bottom of my heart, as a citizen of Arendelle for life, I wish you a very happy birthday. And I'm actually very happy of how far Anna and Elsa have come. Just think, they started out in 2013, then they released their short Frozen Fever, which actually celebrates Anna's birthday. Then we got Olaf's Frozen Adventure, and then we got Anna and Elsa making an appearance in Wreck-It Ralph 2. Can't wait to see that movie. And we got Frozen 2 that's slated to come out next Thanksgiving in 2019. Like I said, I am actually very happy of how far Anna and Elsa have come. And this thing, it all started with major story changes, of which Elsa was supposed to be Elsa, Anna's sister, was supposed to be the supervillain of Frozen. Then Let It Go changed all that. And Anna, she's fearless, courageous, loving, friendly. I could describe her in many of the kindest words I can think of in my place right now. Because, like I said, I'm glad I'm a citizen of Arendelle for life. If I weren't a citizen of Arendelle for life, would I be doing this right now? Probably not. But I am a citizen of Arendelle for life, and I'm celebrating Anna's birthday right now because she earned my respect. She even punched Hans in the face. After saying he has the frozen heart and not Anna. Man, I'm getting myself hyped up. Like I said, being Anna's birthday, I'm celebrating. Will eat a piece of chocolate after this podcast is all over because Anna loves chocolate, and so does Elsa. So, when I get this done with this podcast, I'm going to eat a piece of chocolate. Because the sense of end of life always honors their leaders. Anna and Elsa, they're my leaders. Well, Queen Elsa's technically the leader because she's the queen after all. But what I mean is, they both lead the way. I have my frozen lantern I carry with me every day, no matter what. I'm gonna drop it, I give it a kiss, put it back in my pocket, and keep on walking. And like I said, I even kiss my frozen snow globe goodnight before I go to bed. When I got that care package back from Walt Disney World, I got a picture of Anna and Elsa. You know what I do? I tell them I had a great day. Tell them what my plan is: to get back to Walt Disney World, get to Epcot, go on Frozen Ever After, then meet you guys in person. Then I tell them where I want to build a snowman for the day. Then I blow them each 3 kisses goodnight before I put them to bed. And I'm doing that every day because I'm a citizen of Arendelle for life. I don't want to forget a single day of doing that. And Anna, I love her. The point of, I wish I was there with her right now, personally, so I could go give her a big hug, tell her happy birthday, show her how much I care about her and her family that she made. And basically, I'm wishing that Frozen 2 would come out right now, because I know it's taking a while, so I'm not rushing them. But everybody, I want to see Frozen 2 come out right now, because it's recorded. All you do is like put it to animation and all that. And I'm actually praying for Wreck-It Ralph 2 to come out so I can see Anna and Elsa in the Disney Princess scene in the movie, because I'm all hyped for all Disney movies that are coming in the near future. Once again, Princess Anna, happy, magical birthday. And that is all the time I have left for this podcast episode. Remember, if you like this video, if you like this podcast, my bad, I didn't mean to miss that. If you like this podcast, make sure you go check out my other podcast episodes, please, because I really appreciate that. And go check out my YouTube channel, because I did recently post a video celebrating Princess Anna's birthday. And sorry about that. That was a little ping on my iPad. Sorry about that again. And remember, and go check out my, like I said, go check out my Instagram page at Matt Avery Randell. Go check out my Twitter at Matt Avery Disney. And go check out my Snapchat at Maves Avery. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Randolph Life, Matthew Avery, and I'll hope to hear you next podcast, my friend. Happy birthday to Princess Anna.